person taking your place. Drifting.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring, it could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
This is Bird Note. Two different hawks that live on opposite sides of the world have evolved an identical and outlandish ability. The first is the crane hawk of Central and South America. It's named after the tall, statuesque birds called cranes because of its long, slim, gangly legs. Unlike most birds' legs, the crane hawks are adapted to bend both forward and backward. This rare trait, known as reversible tarsus, is something we might call being double-jointed. On the far side of the Atlantic, there's a second long-legged and double-jointed bird of prey, the African harrier hawk. As hawks go, the two are only distantly related, but similar animals in similar environments can sometimes evolve similar traits. Each bird's wonderfully peculiar leg adaptation is completely original. It evolved all on its own, even though the solution at the end of all that experimentation ended up being the same. Scientists call this process convergent evolution. Both hawks are experts in capturing prey that other raptors find too elusive. Their long, double-jointed legs allow them to reach into crevices or holes and swipe back and forth at odd angles to snatch their prey. Two hawks, two continents, and one amazing solution. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
I gotta say, one of the things I love about this station are those bird notes. Like, when I first started listening after trying to volunteer, I was just like, oh my gosh, what are these little tidbits of information? And I always super enjoy them, but just to add to, you know, do the yes and thing, a bird note fact for me to you is that, so, you know, in a lot of movies and stuff, there is this like iconic eagle cry that everyone hears and they're like, that's an eagle. Nope. That's some kind of, I forget exactly which one, but it's a Canadian hawk. So when you hear that like caw cry, and you think eagle? Nah, that's closer to home hawk. So Canada be proud. That's a cool sound. Yep, and you're listening to Open Mic. My name's Garen Fitzgerald, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM. And this is my first day. I'm enjoying it so far. I hope all of you are too. I swear, I will not harp on this fact too much, but it's just, it gives me something to talk about as I get comfortable, so I apologize. But yeah, so the music we just listened to a few minutes ago, in reverse order, was Crawlers from the one-man band out of Calgary, Mauled, Mirror from Jeff Tweedy of Wilco fame, and Kozarara featuring David Sylvian, who you would have heard at the tail end of that track doing his sultry little monologue of mystery. Yep, good stuff. I really enjoyed all that. I hope you did too. And I hope it got your blood flowing a little more. Because, you know, we started off with a bit warm, fuzzy, relaxing. And now we got to, you know, start entering the world again. Get ourselves back into pace. And, by the end of the show, I'm hoping that you are ready to just run out that door and conquer all of your goals. Unless you're still at work, maybe you shouldn't run out the door just yet. It'll only be 3 o'clock after all. But worse things have happened, I suppose. Maybe you just have to jump up and seize the day and live life to its fullest, right? I don't know. But that kind of reminds me. Okay, between the hawk and living life to the fullest, my family and I have been just finished, Physical Asia? Oh, man. That was some crazy nonsense. Personally, I was rooting for the Mongolians because everybody was just like, oh, no, the Mongolians aren't going to do anything. And then they kept kind of sneaking up from behind and doing really well. And everyone was like, wait a minute. That's not... Wait, what? And, there's a lot of controversy with that show. A lot of people saying it's staged and this and that and the other. And I mean, quite honestly, that's not even the point. This show's not the Olympics. It wasn't about, like... It was about entertainment. So the kind of best analogy I got into my head for it was wrestling, really. It's like, okay, there is a behind-the-scenes script that will be followed. Maybe there was for this, but I don't think there was like an explicit script for Physical Asia. I think it was more just like, okay, Korean producers found out that they were the ones in charge of selecting who appeared on the show, which, you know, if you look at the Philippines team, makes a lot of sense. I mean, where did Manny Pacquiao come from? Even I know about him, and I'm not really, like, into sports and stuff, but I guarantee you that brought a lot of eyes to the show. And, you know, they made a lot of choices for the drama. I mean, in the editing, in the staging, I mean, definitely the presentation of all of those crazy, oh my gosh, so painful to watch sometimes contests, like their quests. Oh my gosh. I was literally about to cry watching, I don't want to spoil anything, but there was this one quest where there's a whole lot of pushing and sand, and I was just like, oh man, these poor people, what have they signed up for? But it's kind of neat to watch, because, I mean, as they kept saying themselves, like, it's a real great honor to be able to push yourself to your limits, push past the limits you thought you had. And so, whatever in the end the show meant, I watched it. My family watched it with me. We all watched it together. We had a good time. And I think entertainment is the most you can expect from something like that. I wouldn't take it as like an actual ranking of anything, because, I mean, it's a reality show. But if you watch it with a mind to appreciate the hardships that people put themselves through for your entertainment, I guarantee maybe you'll come out of it thinking more about musicians. I hope. Yeah, random. Anyway, so let's talk about the next music coming your way via my playlist here. The next song I got for you guys is from a band called Palace Oaks, which is produced and performed by one Madeline Young, who's a bit of a local. I mean, she lives on Victoria. She's coming to us from Victoria. She recorded in Victoria. I think she lives in Victoria, maybe. So I'll leave that all to you. There is a VanCon, like a Vancouver content tag in our database here. And she didn't get that one. But I'm going to give it to her because she's close enough. And the second song we got is from a band called Sorry Girls, which is the duo of Heather Foster Kirkpatrick and Dylan Conrad O'Brant. And you can find them on Instagram, Bandcamp, Facebook. You can find Madeline at palaceoaks.bandcamp.com. And I'm going to play these two songs for you now, kind of breaking things up a little bit. But, yeah, they kick it up a notch. So, oh, yeah, I should probably put them in the thing. So here you go. I'm going to put that one up there. And I put this in the software so I can actually play the music that I mean to play and not those PSAs again. And here we go. This is Palace Oaks, Rain Shadow. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
Y'all, what's up? We are nearing the end of this hour of Open Mic, hosted by me, Garen Fitzgerald, at CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. And it's been a nice time for me. Hopefully for you, too. I hope I haven't bored you or said anything ridiculous. You know who you are if you're thinking that. But, yeah, we got a couple of minutes left here, and I just want to say that thank you if you've been here from the top of the hour for sticking around. And I hope that this little soundtrack today has been able to give you a little bump, a little more excitement for the rest of your day. Maybe for even tomorrow, maybe even towards the end of this year, because it's coming. 2026, baby, almost here. And however you celebrate the end of this year, these winter holidays, I hope you have a good one. I hope you spend it with people you want to spend it with, doing things you want to do, eating way too much food that you have been trying not to eat all year long because you have to stay fit and you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to be in shape and Seriously, you do. I mean, it's a good idea to try. I know I'm trying to, again, get back there. But you know what? If you got those pent-up frustrations, just let them go. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Be with the people you want to be. Eat the food you want to eat. Do the things you want to do. And most importantly, look forward to the sunlight returning. Because I believe we're past the winter solstice, which means that these nights are going to start getting just a little bit shorter each day. And to kind of walk us out before Sasha comes in for the next hour of Open Mic here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've got a little band that's a bit of a conundrum, a bit of a mishmash. They're Lisbon-based Irish quintet, plays kraut rock, like drives those beats with this kraut rock insanity. And I mean, do I need to say more or do you want me to say more? Because I got to say, I have this problem where I talk a lot. And if you encourage me, I will continue to do so without any hesitation. But since y'all can't talk to me, I guess I'll just talk at you. Ha ha ha. I mean, you could talk to me if you wanted to reach out at our phone line. Unfortunately, oh yeah, you can call or text us, anybody, at 778-782-2573, CJSF. Please don't do it right now because I don't know what to do about that. I haven't learned that part yet. But feel free to hit up Sasha in the next hour if you really just want to talk to somebody on the air and say, hey, what's going on? But yeah, you can also check out what's going on CJSF at cjsf.ca, where you can check out past episodes of shows, you can see what's the upcoming schedule, you can write to the station and say, hey, how are you doing? Yeah, have all kinds of fun. There's so many things you can do at cjsf.ca. I know that's where I found out how to volunteer here. And let me tell you, I looked at a lot of radio stations, and this was the only one that made it easy. So let that be a hint in the new year. If you got this itch to get on the radio, maybe this is the place to volunteer. Yeah, I think I've pimped it out hard enough. But yeah, so next band coming at you, Pot Pot, walking us out. And their song, A 22 Degree Halo, off their new album, Warsaw, 480 Kilometers. Here it comes at you.